Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Metzler moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive towards third. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. Metzler scores. Sissel moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Reynolds chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards first. Shires fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Shires. Haas goes all the way around to score. Cochran moves all the way to home. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Metzler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Metzler. Fox moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to second. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-1 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sissel strikes out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. Kham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Hoffman reaches third base with a triple. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 0 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0 for 1 in the game. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Thomas out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Shires hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Shires reaches second base with a double. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shires scores. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Hoffman moves to third. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Bud Clancy pinch hits for Chick Autry. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Buck Krause now catching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sissel moves to second. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Shires strikes out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas strikes out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kerr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Kerr reaches third base with a triple. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Krause out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Miller steals second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-3 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Shires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-4 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.